there's really no such thing as a safe tanning bed, tanning booth, sun lamp, any of those. Just one indoor tanning session can increase the risk of developing skin cancer significantly.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nicoletta Show. This is your host, Dr. Nicoletta Brankoff, board-certified dermatologist, skin, hair, and nail specialist, and plant-based beauty foods expert. This is your place to hear the whole truth on skincare, skin trends, and myths, so you can get the tools you need to take back your confidence starting now. The information in this episode is not medical advice. This is for informational purposes only, and you should always consult with your doctor before implementing any of the information. Now, on to the show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Nicoletta Show. I hope you are enjoying Skin Cancer Awareness Month and all the wonderful sun protection and skin cancer tips in the month of May. So welcome back to the show. This is the show where we absolutely believe that superwoman just like you can truly learn how to identify and stick to your perfect skincare routine so that you can reverse signs of early aging and feel completely confident in your own healthy skin. Now, I wanted to discuss indoor tanning. I can't believe it's still somewhat of a topic and a hot topic and people still do it, but I want to really address basically some 5 surprising facts about indoor tanning and tanning in general. And all of these are backed by research and scientific articles that I could also post in the show notes as well. But today we'll talk about the 5 surprising facts about indoor tanning. So without further ado, let's dive in and talk all about indoor tanning. Okay, so the first topic is that tanning beds are not safer than the sun. So that's a fact, that tanning beds are not necessarily safer than the sun. So just because you avoid the sun, but you do a tanning bed, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing better for your skin and for your health. Science tells us that there's really no such thing as a safe tanning bed, tanning booth, sun lamp, any of those. Just one indoor tanning session can increase the risk of developing skin cancer significantly. And the percentages are as follows: melanoma by 20%, squamous cell carcinoma by 67%, and basal cell carcinoma by 29%. So just one indoor tanning session can increase your risk of developing those types of skin cancer. So the evidence that indoor tanning dramatically increases risk of getting skin cancer is so strong that the FDA requires warning labels on all indoor tanning equipment. So again, you know, it's important to know this because about 25% or so of young adults were either unaware or unsure that tanning beds are not safe than the sun. And this is years ago that many young adults thought that it was actually safer than the sun, and it is not safer than the sun. Okay, so surprising fact number 2, getting a base tan cannot prevent sunburn. Getting a base tan cannot prevent sunburn. So that's a fact. Just because you get a base tan does not mean you're going to prevent sunburn. Even before I became a dermatologist when I was, you know, a teenager, 14, 15 years old, I actually thought that a base tan was, you know, good and it'll, well, help me like kind of develop a gradual tan. Well, actually, it's not preventing sunburn. You're still getting a burn and you're still getting UV radiation. So I believe that before I became a physician and before I did all my training when I was a young teenager as well. So, you know, many people that believe using a tanning bed to get a base tan will prevent sunburn, and that's an absolute myth. If you have a base tan, you can definitely still burn. And every time you tan or burn, you are also damaging the DNA in your skin. So the more you damage your DNA, the greater your risk of getting skin cancer. So again, by choosing not to tan, you're reducing your risk of getting skin cancer. And women who tan indoors before they turn age 30 are 6 times more likely to get melanoma, which is the deadliest type of skin cancer. So again, that base tan is not protection for you. So keep that in mind. Okay, so the 3rd surprising fact is that getting enough vitamin D from tanning beds is not possible. So that's true. you cannot get enough vitamin D from tanning beds. That's not possible. You may have heard that your body makes a lot of vitamin D when you use a tanning bed. However, it does not. And there are scientific studies on this. The bulbs used in the tanning beds emit mostly ultraviolet radiation A waves, so UVA light. However, your body actually needs the UVB, ultraviolet radiation B light, to make that vitamin D, which you get more from the sun. So again, getting enough vitamin D from indoor tanning beds is not possible. Okay, so the next surprising fact is that it is very true that becoming addicted to tanning is truly a real risk. There's growing evidence that really indicates that tanning can be truly addictive. About 20 to 25% of 18 to 30-year-old white women who use indoor tanning show signs of addiction. They find it hard to stop tanning. When they don't get a steady dose of UV rays, they feel really kind of not themselves, depressed. And so becoming addicted to tanning is truly a real risk. And this is why that indoor tanning and becoming addicted to that is really, really horrible for your health. And lastly, the other surprising fact, and this will segue into an episode that I'll do again in the future about self-tanning. So basically, looking tan year-round is actually possible if you want to, with a self-tanner in a safe way without UV radiation from the sun. So many people say that, you know, they use tanning beds because they like the way that tan makes them look. I understand and I get it. But a self-tanner offers you a way to look tan without increasing your risk of developing early wrinkles, you know, damaging your collagen, needing Botox, you know, much more often, needing filler earlier in your life, like damaging that collagen in your skin, getting that leathery skin, and the worst, getting skin cancer. So a self-tanner will basically avoid all those negative effects. And that's what we're here to teach you, Superwoman, is to do the preventative things so that you are on your way to reversing those signs of early aging and getting that healthy, glowing skin, right? So looking tan year-round is possible with a self-tanner, and I will go into further details that really about when self-tanners are applied the right way. Self-tanners do look natural and won't really give you that orange skin streaks or splotches if you actually do them the right way. So I'm excited to share more tips about how to apply self-tanners in the future, as well as like my favorite products that are really good for self-tanners as well. So I hope that was just a mini brief episode. I'm still on the month of Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I wanted to share these 5 surprising facts about indoor tanning. Shoot me a DM at Dr. Nicoletta and let me know which one you found the most surprising. I really actually want to know. So if you are listening to this right now, shoot me a DM and just tell me which of those 5 facts were you actually very shocked and surprised to hear. I'd love to know, and your feedback always means the world to me. So thank you very much for all your feedback and requests and everything, and for all of my listeners every single week. I love you all. All right, guys, until next time, go step out with confidence. Go educate yourself about indoor tanning. Make your skin dreams a reality by reversing those signs of early aging and going for that healthy, glowing skin while going for your ambitious goals. I'll see you next week. Bye, everyone. I'm over here virtually loving your glowing skin and cheering you on for finishing another episode of the Dr. Nicoletta Show. I am so glad you stopped by to learn more and empower yourself on how to love your skin one day at a time. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, just head over to drnicoletta.com for the show notes and all the resources from today's episode. It would absolutely mean so much to me if you subscribe and leave a 5-star review of the show. Your support helps me reach more listeners and thus impact thousands and thousands of people. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, don't forget to step out with confidence.